1-800-542-6003. That's 1-800-542-6003.
This is Dave and Darren in the morning, only on Rock 104.9.
Hey friends, Mike Schultz is here. Entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader and star of, well, stage. See him in Speed the Plow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Speed the Plow, which is at the Curtain Box Theater, shows all weekend long?
It does, yeah. Plays tonight through Sunday and then Tuesday, Thursday through Saturday next week. So,
and
yeah,
the come
Curtain
see Box it. Is in the Village of East Davenport. Great live theater.
It is, and you'll be done by 9 o'clock. You can still have a whole evening after your evening at the theater.
That's
so.
The way to do it,
man. It is. 90 minutes, no intermission. Perfect.
How was the cast party?
We haven't had one, actually.
You haven't had one yet?
No.
Cast parties are what you do when everything's over with, right?
Yeah, we've been out a couple times, but no, at the end of the day, we got lives. We have to get up at 6 in the morning.
Home,
we got day
yeah.
jobs, you know, so, yeah.
Even
yeah.
on a Friday night?
No, on a Friday night we can play a little bit. Yeah. Just really haven't done
much. You haven't done it, though?
Okay. We've gone out a couple times. Yeah,
I'm
not antisocial with these people or anything.
Do you go out,
I love them.
Do you go out in the village or do you go elsewhere?
We do. We go to the village, actually.
Well, it would be weird, I think, to see you... As the, what's the character's name in Speed the Plow?
Bobby Gould.
Bobby
is who
Gould.
I play. Yeah, yeah.
And then.
And then, like, hang
then,
out for
then
drinks?
There
as
you
Bobby
are.
Gould?
Well, no, you wouldn't
say it's
doing
not much
it.
Different. I look like me, you know, but.
Yeah, but that,
less
that's
of a Yiddish dialect.
That's a completely different guy than you are.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
And they make you take your glasses off.
I take my glasses off. Yeah, that's
well,
pretty much it. And I dress nicer than I dress for you guys.
He doesn't wear glasses. Mike yeah. does glasses, not the character he's portraying.
Exactly.
It would just
yeah.
be weird. It would be like...
It's Bobby Gould.
What's he doing here?
Why is Bobby Gould over there ordering drinks?
I don't understand.
What's going on?
Yeah. What's reality?
So let's talk about the movies, Mike.
Yeah, I saw a bunch last week. I saw five. All
you did.
Now,
I
think we're
I reviewed three for the paper this week, but I got caught up, so you get the scoop on.
I was going to say we're getting a scoop because I only read three reviews in the
yeah.
River Cities Reader paper edition and online always at rcreader.com.
And they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arthur, let's yeah. get that out of the way. Not as awful as I expected. I really expected to hate that thing. Those previews looked unbearable
yeah.
for that thing.
Yeah.
But it's all right. It follows the original pretty closely. Russell Brand surprises you every once in a while. He does some kind of sloshed reading that's kind of clever. I know you hate him, but he works for me
it's
still.
Okay, so not awful.
Not awful, no.
Even good?
No.
Okay.
No. But
so,
it's
fair.
No, it's fair. Yeah. If you land on a cable 2 in the morning, all
yeah.
right, I
yeah.
could sit through it. Hannah was a lot of fun,
yeah.
actually. The one with
Come and Find Me.
Yeah, come and Find Me. Yeah, Saoirse, is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan, yeah, yeah.
Saoirse Ronan. Yeah, she's good. She's ferocious. Yeah, she's a little ass kicker, that one. It was good. Yeah, it's a weird little thriller. Yeah. Strange, strange
a
movie.
A bunch of different things going on where at some point you're wondering, is this supposed to be a fairy tale?
Yeah,
what the hell's
going on?
It's like a fairy tale action thriller. Yeah,
yeah.
It's very strange.
Because she lets her mind kind of drift? Is that the idea?
No, she just, everything's kind of, like they wind up, the last half hour of the movie takes place in like this storybook village in Germany. And
uh-huh.
so it's got like, there's like a gingerbread house that they like have fight scenes in, and there's this tunnel
okay.
with a big bad wolf's mouth that Cate Blanchett walks out of. It's like,
okay.
all right, it's all very strange.
Way
but,
to bludgeon me over the head with it, then.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel pushy. It's
okay.
It's okay, and the soundtrack is amazing. The Chemical Brothers
yeah.
did the soundtrack. I'm buying that thing.
The only
it's
criticism
good.
I heard about this movie, a buddy of mine said it's an awesome movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's so damn loud. He said everything.
It's pretty
like,
loud.
Like they
yeah.
open a door and it's loud. Like everything.
I think he's right. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
It's loud for sure.
Well,
it's a good time though.
If you don't want to see it in the theater, you can see it at home and turn it down.
There you go.
Might be the way I
That's
roll.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right. So Hannah was good. Arthur was
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
Not
in between was I saw this little short documentary called Born to Be Wild, this 40-minute
yes.
IMAX thing
uh-huh.
That looks beautiful. It's exactly what you expect. It's just adorable little animals
yeah.
and Morgan Freeman being very soothing in his vocals. It's fine. But what else? Your Highness.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Your Highness with James Franco and Danny McBride.
Danny McBride.
This is the medieval stoner.
The medieval stoner movie.
Thing,
yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And is it... Well, some people like it?
Yeah, some people like it. The audience laughed quite a bit when I saw it.
Were they all high?
Probably.
Just pretty yeah. juvenile, is that the idea?
Just kind of, yeah, it's not as fun. It's got moments. It's got a couple moments here and there. It's Danny McBride. I don't know. He irritates me.
Yeah?
I don't get what he's up to yet at all. I don't Ooh. Understand. He, you know, he's kind of like above the movie. He kind of shows up and it's like, I'm better than these jokes. It's like, dude, you co-wrote the movie.
Yeah.
You're not,
Yeah, but
obviously.
The I'm better than these jokes, that's his whole gimmick.
But that's his whole gimmick. But
yeah.
it's not a very interesting gimmick, you know? It's, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, so man, I'll put up with
petulance
that.
And you know.
So I'll not put up with that awful? Before Russell Brand any day of the week.
Okay, all right. There we disagree. Not god awful by any means. When it is god awful, the action scenes are terrible. It's just kind of a lame comedy by itself, but the action is incoherent and so badly staged. You're like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe that's
that irritated
on
me. That bothered me. And the last thing I saw was Soul Surfer. I went to see the one about the girl who loses her arm to the shark.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which was actually not terrible at all. It's kind of got a pretty heavy, kind of a heavy Christian bent without being like an aggressively, you know, God and country fueled mute movie.
Uh-huh.
The shark scene is terrifying. That shark pops up and eats her arm, and it's like, what? I knew it was coming, but I wasn't
that
ready
quick,
for
huh?
that. Yeah, really quick.
Let me ask you a really
and scary. Yeah,
let me ask a really and possibly insensitive question.
Oh, well, surprise!
Okay. I know you're used to it by now.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
Okay. The actress who plays the young girl.
Yes, Anna Sophia Robb is her name.
Does she have both arms?
She does. Yeah.
So how do they do that?
It's very Gary Sinise, Forrest Gumpy, you know, with no legs.
All right. So
it's good. You completely forget that she actually does have two arms. I'm not quite sure how they filmed this. I looked too to be like, is that CGI? It is, but couldn't tell.
They just are able to
quite
erase
nice.
Her arm
and
somehow?
What
or?
The hell is with Dennis Quaid? That man is almost 60 years old. He is in the best shape of any human being I've ever seen. He's got scenes where he's like surfing and stuff. It's like, dude, really, AARP. You're going to be there within minutes. And he, hanging in there.
Well,
and Helen Hunt, who's got to be inching up on 50.
Oh, no, she's well past 50.
No.
Helen Hunt?
No.
Late 40s.
She can't be. Late 40s, I'd guess.
Late 40s.
Yeah, she looks great. It's they're like the healthiest parents alive in this movie. Yeah,
wow.
It was kind of fun.
Helen Hunt is 47.
47. Yeah,
Randy,
okay.
Well, they didn't cast Randy Quaid. On surfboard.
Would have been a better movie. He would have eaten the shark at some point.
Yeah, it's So not a bad week. I mean, some bummers.
All right,
some good
this
stuff
week, could be okay.
Maybe.
I don't have any audio for the Robert Redford movie about the Lincoln assassination.
The conspirator.
Yeah. That's got what's her name? Robin Wright.
Robin Wright. Yeah. I don't think she's a Penn anymore.
No.
I'm not sure.
Just
about
Robin
that.
Wright.
I think so.
Yeah. Because that
divorce went through.
Yeah, he's canoodling with the Scarlett Johansson. That's fair.
That's
fair.
Yeah, that's a little rude, isn't
it? Madonna into Robin Wright into Scarlett Johansson. Enough.
And then the guy
not
from
fair.
The Last King of Scotland. Or
you got
or
James McAvoy. You've got who else is in that? Tom Wilkinson, I think.
Yes,
Kevin Kline. Evan Rachel Wood. Alexis Bledel, for those who can't get enough Alexis Bledel in their life.
Wow.
Kind of crazy cast. Yeah, seriously.
And it's all about basically once Booth kills Lincoln. We, and I say we as a proud Yankee.
There you go.
We want blood.
We want
to kill as many rebels as we can. And this woman who was
the mother
of one of the conspirators, we ended up hanging her.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, movie. If you're trying to make me feel sorry for a Confederate, failure. Not happening. Not happening.
Deal breaker right
see, like
off
I was,
the bat.
Like I was telling you off air, I hold grudges.
Yeah.
I don't forget things. All right? Those of you south of the Mason-Dixon line that fought on the wrong side of that war because you thought it was okay to keep people as slaves, no, I don't feel bad for any one of you. And if you raised a son who was in on the Lincoln assassination, you should die just for that. Constitution be damned. So I got a real problem with this movie to begin with. Anyone who was happy that Lincoln was assassinated should have lined them all up and shot him.
Wow. Okay.
We were way too easy on that stupid South. You know who had the right idea about that Civil War is my man Sherman. Burn all of it to the ground. Sorry, I got off on a little bit of a rant there, but I don't forgive things.
Sorry.
150 years later, and I'm supposed to feel bad
you're still
because
pissed.
some woman raises a monster that kills Abraham Lincoln, and I'm supposed to feel bad for her? No. I hope they hang her in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Sorry, nothing.
Sorry for nothing. You're right, Darren. I'm not
sorry.
Where's the battle hymn of the Republic when I need it? You hillbillies. Ugh. Sorry, just a bit of a rant there. I don't forgive things.
No, he doesn't.
Man.
So that's in theaters today.
We should have cast Penelope Ann Miller. Then you would have gone to town.
Well, I watched the trailer, and it's like, we can't hang this woman. Well, what about the Constitution of the United States? You don't get to have a Constitution, all right? You are our vanquished enemies.
Yeah, you weren't part of the. You didn't we'll want to be part of the United States.
We'll let you, you yokels, know when you get your rights back. And if it were up to me, it still wouldn't happen.
Right on, brother.
If I was in charge, believe me, would have went a whole lot worse than the old Reconstruction. I would have burned every one of your homes to the ground, is what I would have done. God, I hate the South so much. Yeah. We have Scream 4 in theaters today.
Which takes place in the South.
No, I think it takes place in Michigan, actually, if the first three movies taught us anything. It's the town of Woodsboro, right? Isn't it Michigan that it takes place
in? Is it
in?
Michigan? All right. Okay. I'll buy that. I don't know. Now, I really don't know.
Haven't they proven, like, in the first three of these that everyone's the killer?
Yeah. Yeah. We're the only three left who have not played Ghostface at some point.
Henry Winkler was the killer in the first one, right?
Henry Winkler?
Henry Winkler.
Wasn't it Henry Winkler?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Henry Winkler?
It was Henry Winkler.
In the first one?
I'm not wrong on this.
He's in the third one, I think.
Henry Winkler is the killer in the first one.
No. What?
Yes.
No. No, it's those two guys. It's what's his name? The guy with the funny name.
Skeet.
And, Skeet Ulrich and his buddy, Matthew Lillard. Okay. Yeah, remember? Yeah, they team up at the end and it's like, aha, we had two masks. Yeah, aha, surprise.
That's
you know?
The first one.
Right. Yeah.
You sure it's not Henry Winkler?
I don't remember who the killers are in two and three.
And the second one.
I really don't.
Isn't it the mother?
God, it's been so long.
I don't know.
Isn't Laurie Metcalf one of the killers?
That sounds right. I truly don't know. I think Laurie Metcalf might be in two.
Isn't she
might
a
be
killer?
The killer in two. She should be at some point. She's baddie in a great way. Yeah. I love her. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, David.
All right. So screen. Now,
I could have sworn Henry Winkler was the killer in the first one.
Not in the first one. For sure not in the first
These
one. That's the only one I've watched more than once.
Okay. The first Ghostface killers are Stu and Billy Loomis.
Yeah.
The, Stu Macker and Billy Loomis. That's Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Why did I think that it was Henry Winkler?
I don't know, man.
Is he the voice of the killer
no.
or something?
He's in it. He's in one of them, but I thought he got killed in it. I thought that was like the subversive thing. We killed the Fonz, you know.
Barry Zuckerkorn?
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, I've got a little bit here from Scream 4, which for some reason is in theaters today.
There's a killer out there patterning his murders after the original movie. It's time for someone new to die.
The unexpected is the new cliche,
and virgins can die now.
Does that mean that I'm not going to live as long as these two?
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. I just love that reading of, time for someone new to die. Here we go again.
How long has it been since Scream 3? Like forever?
I think they said
11
years.
11 years? 2000, I think,
wow.
That came out.
Okay.
Yeah, who's been asking for this? And is this like a reboot, by the way? I mean, they're calling it Scream 4, but is this like we're going to start up again now? Is that the plan?
Well, you got a whole new set of kids that really wouldn't know much about it.
That's, yeah, I guess.
But these aren't kids that grew up with it, are they? I mean, or are they? Are these kids that grew up watching the Scream movies?
No, I'm saying there could be a whole group of kids that never saw the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sure.
So then how are they going to know what's going on?
I don't know.
They're not going to care
kids
as long
today.
As they can get in a dark theater with somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what they're looking
to
do?
That's just like us. Yeah, hell yeah.
Here's what these kids today want to do and why they go to all these movies. And I don't think I don't know what it's about. It's about milk duds and dry humping. That's what you kids want to do in your movie houses.
Kids
and,
today.
And I say, you know what I say?
So is the reconstruction of the South, though. So what are you going to do?
I tell you what.
Oh, God, here we go.
I just don't care. If
you're
had,
so mean, Darren.
If you had a hand in the Abraham Lincoln assassination, even if that means you're related to one of them, they should have, and hanging's too good for you, I say. Should have made it like a Braveheart deal. Put her on the slab and don't give her that medicine where she numbs the pain. Mm. If I were in charge, President Longshanks, that's what they'd call me. All right. Also in movie theaters today is Rio, another CGI movie.
It's been a while. Yeah.
This is an animated comedy. A nerdy macaw leaves the comfort of his cage in Minnesota and heads for adventure in Rio de Janeiro. Here's a little bit from the movie Rio in theaters today.
Hi there.
The last blue macaws on Earth. These are worth a fortune.
What are you doing?
Getting out of here.
I can't.
What? You can't what?
Oh, you can't fly!
Is there anything else I
need to know?
Yes, I can't fly, I pick my beak, and once in a while I pee in the birdbath.
Awkward.
Okay, we have to talk about awkward for a minute here. I went to see Rango a few weeks back.
Yeah.
They had previews for three cartoons in a row. This was one of them, and then that Hoodwinked 2 that's coming up,
Why?
And then something else. Every single one of them had awkward as a punchline,
oh, yeah.
as did Rango. And it's like, dudes, really, early 90s, unless I'm mistaken, that's like when that started.
At some point,
and
one
stopped,
of the birds.
I thought.
At some point, one of the birds looks at the camera and says, Don't go there! Too much information!
Seriously. Why has this come back to haunt us?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Good luck with that.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know. Could be colorful, fast. Jesse Eisenberg, he's cool.
Well, those are the movies that are opening today, and we've got a four-pack of passes to give away to you right now if you're the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049. Mike's segment is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures.
Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, and you'll get your listings, just like I did, on Friday for the weekend.
Do what I do.
Do what I do. As a matter of fact, Dave, you'll be all about this. They've got a special showing coming up on Wednesday. It's the Grateful Dead movie from 1977 that hasn't been in the theaters since
Landing on 420. Thank you very much.
The only people I hate more than the Confederates are the members of the Grateful Dead.
Wow.
They did more they did more to hurt this country than any rebel.
Really?
Oh,
is that true?
I can't
do you actually
stand.
Believe that?
I can't. He's pushing buttons now.
Yeah.
He's pushing big buttons.
Apparently so.
Oh, just Trek.
All digital.
Just hippie garbage.
All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings.
You know, have fun at the theater, but not my cup of tea.
Free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and of course they have the IMAX. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, pleasure.
326-ROCK, 326-1049. We'll give you that four-pack of passes.
A little bit.
Yeah. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 105.